Okay, everybody, say a brand new Masechta, Masechta's Erevin. Ah! What a geschmacka Masechta. Everybody knows that Erevin is supposed to be a very challenging Masechta, because there's a famous word that people say that Klal Yisrael is Oni. We are poor in three Masechtas, and those three Oni is Rosh HaTevis, Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. And so therefore, why we poor? Because they are challenging. Mirat Hashem, we're going to meet up to the challenge, especially with Barry's help by sending out the Peter Shchai with pictures. That will certainly make life a little easier, because a picture is worth a thousand words. So having said all of that, why don't we begin the Masechta? Zok the Mishnah. Mavoi shehu gavoya lemala mi esrim amma. The Bach takes out the word lemala, so it's mavoi shehu gavoya mi esrim amma yimayit. If a Mavi is higher than 20 Amos, to say that a Mavi is higher than 20 Amos is a bit of a misnomer, because a Mavi is basically a cul-de-sac or a dead-end street. Now that's not necessarily the case in all cases, because it depends on whether it's a Mavi Mefulash or a Mavi She'eino Mefulash. Mefulash means that you can go through on both sides, like a regular street. So how is a Mavi different than any Rishus HaRabim? Because it's much narrower, and you don't got 600,000 people. It's a very residential, quiet street. You only have a minion of people going through throughout the day. It's not this wide West End Avenue, Broadway type of promenade or boulevard. It's more like the streets that you see in places like Meir Shearim, where it's, if you have one car getting through, that's already a pretty wide street. It's a very, very narrow street. So if it happens to be mefulash, mefulash means it's open from both sides. That's called a mavi mefulash. If it's a mavi she'eino mefulash, meaning it's not you cannot go and travel through both sides, because in fact there is a dead end, there is a cul-de-sac, that's called a mavi she'eino mefulash. Our Mishnah is focusing on a Mavi She'eino Mefulash. So now before we continue on, Rashi gives us a brief Hagdama and tells us, Min HaTorah, there is no problem carrying in a Mavi She'eino Mefulash. We'll just use the term Mavi to make life simpler. A Mavi in our case means three walls, a cul-de-sac, a dead end, where you cannot travel beyond that street. You're stuck. If you want to continue traveling, you have to make a U-turn and go through another street. Aha. So that type of Mavi Min HaTorah, says Rashi, you're allowed to carry no problem. It's considered to be, for our purposes, like a Rishus HaYochid. Why is that the case? And the reason is because three walls is enough. You don't have to have four walls, a walled city. Three walls is enough, Min HaTorah. The problem is that if I or you live in that cul-de-sac area, one of the beautiful homes on that street, and then I look across the street where, Baruch Hashem, cars go through both sides. And okay, we had already started a minute ago, Rabbi Isai. We're back on recorded time again. So as we were explaining, Min HaTorah Mavi She'eino Mefulash, which is the Mavi that we're talking about in our Mishnah, what's the halacha? Min HaTorah, you don't need anything, you can go and carry without a problem. Three walls is enough, Min HaTorah. The problem is that if I or you live on this block, and then facing our block, there's another block in the other direction, where it's a Mavoi Mefulash, meaning the people are able to travel through on both sides. They're going to say, wow, Barry lives on that street where there are three walls, and I see that he carries all the time on Shabbos back and forth in that cul-de-sac. Must be that this portion of the universe that you're allowed to carry. So, maybe there's an Erev throughout the whole city. I don't know. And therefore, people are going to start carrying across the street as well, where there is no cul-de-sac. And therefore, there's going to be mass hysteria and pandemonium. What are we going to do? People are going to be Oyver Chas HaShem and carry on Shabbos. So therefore, the Chacham legislated that you cannot carry in such a Mavi unless you put up either what we call a lechi or a korah. A lechi means a vertical pole. A korah means on top you have a horizontal beam. exactly what the dimensions are and where you have to place them. We're going to learn more about that in the Gemara and Yetz Hashem as we go further. There'll also be a machlokes. Rashi only brings one side, that the reason for this lechi v'koyre is mishum heker. Heker means that people should recognize that this street is special. It's special not only because Barry lives on that street. It's special because it has three walls. And therefore, don't confuse the facts. Don't say, oh, just like you can go and carry on this street, you can probably carry in the other street. No! You can only carry on this street because it has three walls. And the Lechi V'Koy reminds you, special. It's as if you put up a big sign in the front saying, Rabbi say in 12 different languages, explaining to everybody that this is a mavoi she'enoi mefulosh, which min haTorah requires nothing, but the rabbis legislated that you have to put a lechi v'koyre, that they should remember that this is a special din. Don't confuse the facts, don't confuse your mavois, don't confuse your streets, etc. There's another view in the Gemara that it's mishum machitza, but Rashi doesn't quote that. Fine. So now, to be able to be makir, to be able to go and discern that this is a special, special mavoi. How am I going to go and figure that out? We said there has to be a lechi or koira. So if the koira is going to be 100 feet up, I'm not going to even see it. I won't even know that it's there. So it has to be visible. What's the shear of visibility? Says our Mishnah, if it's up to 20 amis, then I see it. And I realized, oh, look, Rabbeisai Kindalach, you see that koira there on top? That must be because this is a cul-de-sac, because this is a mavoi. Now I understand. But if it's going to be lamala me'asramama, higher, I'm afraid that I'm not going to have any eye contact with it. And therefore there is no purpose, that the purpose of putting up the koira will have been thwarted, because nobody will see that there's a koira there. That's why you have to go and put the koira down, as we said. Okay, Zeifine. So that's how the Mishnah begins. Movi shehu gavoya miyasrim ami yimayit. Yimayit means push it down a little bit lower. You can be mayit either by actually pulling down the koira lower, or theoretically you can also build up the ground down below to make it higher, so that the space between the ground and the ceiling, so to speak, and that koira will be less than the 20 amos. Zeifine. Now, what's up with 20 amos? How did Chazal know 20 amos? Maybe the shear is 15 amos. Maybe the shear is 25 amos. So we're going to discuss that in Yetz Shem in the Gemara shortly. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Einatar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even though it's higher than 20 amos, that's fine. You don't have to worry about it. Even Lamala Miesra Mama is good. Why is Rabbi Yehuda hold that way? We will see two pshatim in the Gemara. We'll also see whether Rabbi Yehuda has his own limitations. As we'll see, Mitzvah on the Amud Beis is going to be a Bar Kapara that's going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's 100 amos tall, 200 feet, still kosher. The Gemara is going to say it's a Kuzma. Anyway, let's wait until we get to the Gemara. So, bottom line is Tanna Kamma says, higher than 20 amos, no good. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're good. Now, the entranceway into the Mavoi, how broad, how wide can it be? Says our Mishnah, Aroicha mi eser amis, if it's wider than 10 amis, you might. Here too you go and make it smaller. How do you go and make it smaller? She says you go and erect or insert in the ground a bunch of poles next to each other to go and cover over or to act as a stopper, as a filler for part of the entranceway of this mavoi, so that it should be now lemata mei eser amis. Instead of being now 12 amis wide, you put these poles in and it gets down to 9.5 amis wide, we are fine. Notice that there's no machloikis on the roichiv part. There was a machloikis on the goiva part, but there was no machloikis on the roichiv part. If this is a Turis of Pesach means not just a lechi or a koira, but that you had what normally is the structure of your average doorway. If you look at the Rashi, you have a picture over here, where you have to the right and to the left, you have what Rashi calls Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan, the Kora al Gabein and the Kora on top. That's the normal structure of your regular doorway, forgetting about Mavoi. Anytime you have a doorway into your house or to somebody else's house or to shul or whatever, you have the two mezuzos and the mashkef on top. That's what the Gemara refers to as the Tzuras HaPesach. In modern day terminology, Tzuras HaPesach is referring to the wires that you put up wherever you're making an Eidav, whether in a city or a town or a village. You put up wires, so you have the two poles, whether the electricity poles or whatever poles they happen to be. You have the two poles, you have something connecting on top, a wire. As long as that wire goes over the two poles, it acts like a mashkof or a kora on top of the two lechis. And that Tzuras HaPesach is much better than just having a lechi or kora, as we'll see mentioned further on Pesach. So if you have that type of Tzuras HaPesach, avo pishu rochav, mi'eser amis, even if the opening to the mavi is more than 10 amis, that's good, that's fine. You don't have to worry about reducing the site, because the Tzuras HaPesach makes it as if it happens to be a brand new wall. Mitchell will learn more about this later on in the Gemara. But let's turn again to the beginning of the Gemara. This tape started a couple of minutes late because we had a problem with the battery, so just for the benefit of those listening to the WMA version, we are on Daf Beis Amud Aleph of a brand new Masechta, Masechtas Eiruvin, and now we're starting the Gemara. Zok Gemara. In our Mishnah, we said that if you have the Kora L'malam Yisrim Amo, you might, which means you got to reduce it. We have an almost identical Mishnah in Masechtas Shukeh. Tanan Asam, Sukkah Shehi Gavoy L'malam Yisrim Amo Psula. Rav Yehuda Machshir, I have a sukkah which is higher than 20 amas. Now, what means that it's higher than 20 amas? It means that the schach on top of the sukkah is more than 20 amas from the ground of the sukkah. Zokta Tanakama, it's possible. Why is it possible? The Gemara Masechta the sukkah gives three different reasons. Whether it happens to be a sukkah kva instead of sukkah saroi, Laman Yedu Doreseicham, and if it's so high, you don't have the idea. Because an ashtra is kanayim, the Gemara gives a number of reasons why. But the Maisa, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's possible. The Buddha says it's kosher. Now notice, the halacha is very, very similar on the surface. It's for different reasons, but it's very, very similar. But there's a major, major disconnect. And that is, our Mishnah says if the Movoi, which means the Kora, if that's the Malam Yesrim Amma, Yemayit, means fix it, pull it down. There by the sukkah, we don't talk about fixing. We say it's possible. And over here, Rav Yehuda says, you don't have to fix it, it's okay. And there Rav Yehuda says, this is kosher. Freitim or maishra gabi sukkah detoni psula. Why over there do we use this word psula, which sounds so definitive and so conclusory or conclusive? And that's it. It's possible. Obviously, if you're able to reconstruct the sukkah by lowering the schach to below 20 amos, is going to be kosher. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says it's possible. The Gabi Movi turning to Kanta. In our Mishnah, we could have said also possible. Movi Shehu Gavoya Me'esra Mama is possible. Why over here do we use the expression of Yemayit, giving you the fix-it? This is the fixable way to get us out of this problem. While there in Masechta Sukkah, we just say conclusively that the thing is possible. So Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is Sukkah the Arise and Tony Psula Mavi Drabon and Tony Takanta. Sukkah is Minatoira, we say that it's possible. Mashenkin over here by the Mavi, which is Drabon, we say it's Takanta. What difference does it make that this happens to be the Arise and this is Drabon? Lamai said this is possible Minatoira, and this Mavi and this Koira is possible Midrabon. In other words, you cannot go and carry Midrabon. So, Ibazoi, what difference does it make that the Arise and Drabon? So Rashi says something fascinating. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Omud, after this beautiful picture, go down 3-4 lines, says Rashi, Tani psula hoil kvar mi mois moishe nitna midozu. Moishe Beinu's times, he already said, Rabbeisai, if you have a sukkah l'mal mi yasrim amma, it's parcel. This is Alta Torah that we know already for hundreds and thousands of years before. And the Chacham are telling you, the boy said, you're not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rayim Hevna, you're not listening to him. Psula. The Shayach of the Misti Balosh and Pastas. The Avagav the Mahani Ritakamda, even though you can fix it, because Moshe Rabbeinu already established that from years ago. So therefore, that's a definite puzzle with a capital P. We know that, or we should know that, we're deemed to know that, because we are all recipients of the Heilige Torah on Har Sinai. We were Mekabel Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebal Peh, and Aloch of Moshe Sinai. We know that it's possible. And therefore the Mishnah is just really codifying what is part of our collective communal knowledge. Mashenke Mobi says Rashi, the whole thing is Midrabban. I mean, I'll tell you, there's no problem. We can close our Gemara for today. There's no problem in a Torah if you have a Mobi. It's only Midrabban. This thing that it's possible is brand new. You have to have a brand new headline and a brand new newspaper. Don't get the New York Times. That's just fake news. But you go and get Hamidia or Yated, and it'll be a big, big banner headline. Rabbis legislated that Movoi Lamala Michofama Yemait is no good. Can't say that it's possible, because until yesterday it was kosher. This is new news that it's possible. So therefore, Shekhan is Chil La Roischa Iskim Movoi Taroisa. Only now that they introduced this whole concept as a Movoi Mefulish, Ainim Mefulish, Yipan Valachim, the Takaira. Or my psul or posel shaykh l'meimer. How can you even say posel? It hasn't even been established yet. There is no historical background to go and say it's posel. And therefore, akatli shi'idicha rabbanu shi'urei. You can't go and say it's posel. Chum didn't even tell us yet the details. Bachi, the listening layos came posel. So therefore, by the raise, it's shaykh to use the expression of posel, because this is well established. This is established fact for hundreds of years, thousands of years. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's posel. But to go and say by the Rabbanan that it's possible, not so fast. First Rabbanan, tell us what you're doing, why you're doing, where you're doing, what the halacha is, what the halacha should be, what if you do it higher or lower, give us the whole background. Therefore, it's more shayach to explain the word takanta, to go and say the yimayit, as opposed to saying in such a conclusory fashion that it's possible. Anyway, that's teretz number one. The Yibo Yisei Menochapshat, the Arai Yisei Nami Tani Takanta. The truth is, by Duraisa, we also could have said Sukkah Gavoya Lamalami Esrim Amma Yemait. We could have done that. Ella Sukkah Nefishim Nilei Pasvitani Psula Vavil Nefishim Nilei Tani Takanta. What the Gemara is telling us is a much more practical teretz, and that is, we've only quoted part of the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah. But if you look up that Mishnah, you'll see that Mishnah gives us four cases where the sukkah can be possible. What are the four cases? Number one, that the schach is too high. Number two, that the schach is too low, that the schach is less than 10 tefachim from the ground. Number three, if you have a sukkah she'ein la shalosh defanois, it only has two walls instead of three walls. And number four, she'chamsa meruba mitzilosa, that there's too much sun coming into the sukkah, there's not enough schach. The schach is very thin, and you have to go and supplement it and make it thicker. So therefore, each one of those cases causes the sukkah to be possible. Now, if we wanted to go and say, instead, the tikkun or the takanta, then we would have to say, in the case of the schach, which is the malmi esrim amma, you might. In case of the schach, which is lemata miasar tefachim, then you have to say yale, go and pick it up. In the case of the sholish devanis, there are only two devanis, yosef doifin, the chamsim rumi tzilasa toisif oitzchach, so that there should be now tziltsim rumi chamsim. So each time we'd have to go and use a different expression. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to go and teach succinctly, not expansively. Like Rashi quotes from the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, La'olam yishna adam l'talmidoi derach ktsara. Person should go and learn the kitzur. It's easier to remember. Therefore, that's why it says the lashon of possible, because it would be too long to go through each and every case and say what the remedy is. And therefore, the Imbay Semit, Araisa Nami Tani Tzakanta, Alasukh, the Nefisha Mile, there would be a lot of words, a lot of cases, possible Tani Psula. Just as Psula, make it easy. Movidly, Nefisha Mile, Movidly, you only have one case in the Mishnah. We don't have multiple cases. So therefore, Nefisha Mile, Tani Tzakanta tells us already what you do to go and fix it. Fine. We could put two dots over here. We're starting a new shtickle now. From here to the end of today's blot, we're going to be focused on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. This Rav. Vajot Rav. Rav is going to tell us where we take this shiur of Esrim Amma from. It's not just Esrim Amma, it's 20 by 10. 20 in the height, 10 in the width. And we're going to explain what does Rav Yehuda hold. Rav Yehuda in the Reisha Ein Tzarech. So what is Rav Yehuda's shiur? And why in the Sefer is there no machlokas? Seems that everybody agrees that the Rochav is Eser Amas. So it says Rav, Om Revirim Rav, Chachomim Leimdu El Mipischei Shel Eicho, Rav Yehuda Leimdu El Mipischei Shel Ulam. Machlokas between the Chachom and Rav Yehuda and our Mishnah is really what are dimensions of an opening of a door. Where do we find anywhere in the Torah that it enumerates or spells out the opening of a door? It tells us by Heichel, and it tells us by the Ulam. For those of you that haven't learned Kachim recently, remember, if you are standing inside the Azara, the first part of the Azara, you have the Ezra Sisrael and the Ezra Kehanim, then you have that large Mizbeach, 32 by 32, and you go up the Kevesh. Then when you go and pass the Kevesh, again you continue to have Ezra Kehanim part of the Azara, and then you go up the Malois, you sing Shira Malois, going up first to the Ulam, and then to the Heichel beyond that, and after you finish the Heichel, you come to the Kodesh Kadosh. The Ulam was more or less what they call in Yiddish a Pulish. Pulish means that it was a lobby or a corridor, a hallway, before you got into the Shul itself. You didn't. In shuls, many shtiblach, as soon as you open the door, you're into the shtibl. But many of the old-time shuls, you have your hallway, and you put in your hallway, you can hang up your coats, or whatever you got to do, you put down your pekelech, etc. And only after that you go into the shul. So, you could think in those terms, the ulam, of course the ulam is not just a hallway, ulam had kedusha, goes without saying. But nevertheless, the ulam, for instance, had no kalim within it. It was just basically a hallway to get from the Azara into the Heichel. Once you got to the Heichel, oh boy, you got your Mizbech HaPnimi, you got your Menorah, you got your Shulchan. That's already a different story. I only point that out because we'll see in a moment what the difference of Machloik is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So now, what were the dimensions of the Pesach Shul Heichel? What were the dimensions of the Pesach Shul Ulam Ditnan? We learned in the Mishnah. Who is their Mishnah? Mishnah Mesechtes Midois. Again in Kotch. Pesach Shul Heichel, the Pesach of the Heichel was Govi Eser Amos, 20 Amos tall. Verochbi Eser Amos, and it was 20 Amos, I'm sorry, it was 10 Amos wide. Oh, beautiful! That's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. And he says, you want to have a Pesach Shel Mavoi, and you have a Koira, it should be visible, it will be a hacker. You got to make sure that this Pesach should be similar to the dimensions of the Pesach that we have in the Torah for the Heichel. And what are those? The maximum dimensions of the Heichel were 20 by 10. Here too, maximum 20 by 10. If you go beyond 20 by 10, if you go 21 and you do 11, no good, because we learn it from Pesach Shel Heichel. However, what were the dimensions of the ulam? Shel ulam were gabay arboim amma, 40 ammas tall, rochbay esrim ammas, and it was 20 ammas wide. In other words, exactly double. Instead of 20 by 10, it was 40 by 20. Aha! And you remember the Gemara, in fact, the Mishnah Maseches Midos tells us that since it was so wide, it almost looked like the mane of a lion, where if any of you have ever studied lions, you'll notice that their faces are much broader and their bodies are narrower. So here too, the ulam from the outside, it looked like that of an ari, and the back of it, the heichel, was similar to that, with the back of the lion. Okay, anyway. So getting back to our Mishnah. So now, who holds Ki'ula? L'choyer Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Rav said, right? Rav said, Rabbi Yehuda lein devin pitzkei shelula. And therefore, based on that, we're going to focus on this on the Amud Beis, but let's try to feed our imagination already now. It would appear, therefore, that when it said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Einoi Tzarech, because Rabbi Yehuda holds 20 amos, this is gunish. We learn from Pitzkei Shel'ulam. Pitzkei Shel'ulam is up to 40. So it sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda agrees in concept to the Tanakhama. He just doesn't agree to the numbers. So therefore, if it's up to 20, that's a gunish. 25 is fine. 30 is fine. 35 is fine. You hit 40, that's where we got issues, because it has to be Pitzkei Shel'ulam. So 40 would be the maximum. L'choira, based on that, when it says in the Mishnah, Yehuda Oimer Einet Tzarech, he means 20 takanish, but 40 ya. But then there's going to be a problem. How come when it comes to Roichav Eser Amois, everybody seems to agree, Yemai, because I don't find Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing, yet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rav, since the dimensions are 40 by 20, L'choira, should say the same thing, L'gabi Harochim Eser, Amos Yemait, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Einet Tzarech. That's what it should say in the Mishnah. I mean, Gemara is going to ask this question on the Amud Beis. We're going to get to it. Ushnei Mikra Echadosh. Both of them are learning from the same pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk? Ushechotoi Pesach Oyel Moed. He's supposed to go and check the carbon in front of the doorway of the Oyel Moed. We don't mean literally in front of the doorway. We mean in the Azara, facing the Pesach Oil Moyed, as was. What's the definition of Oil Moyed? Oil Moyed is where the Chvayis and Oil Moyed. What's the Oil Moyed? Says the Yimar Rabban and Tzavi, Kedushas Heichel Chud, Kedushas Ulam Lechud. For he ksid Pesach Oil Moyed, I Heichel ksid. The Rabbanan hold that Oil Moyed is exclusively Heichel, not Ulam. Because, says Rashi, in the Heichel you had the Shulchan. You had the Menoira. You had the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Thus is the Oil Moyed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and reveals his Shechina to a certain degree in the Heichel by these Grois Kalim, where you have the Menoira that's lit every single day, the Lechem HaPanim that you have throughout the week, and the Kabbonis that you bring on Yom Kippur, and the Ketoidus that you have every day, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the Oil Moyed. The Ulam is, again, just like a hallway in front of the Heichel, and therefore that doesn't count. So now when it says in the Pasuk, Ushchotei Pesach Oil Moed, what Pesach we're referring to? We're referring to Heichel Ksiv. That is called Pesach. So since over there it's called Pesach, in our Mishnah, when we're trying to define the dimensions of the Pesach HaMavoy, it'll be like the Pesach HaHeichel, 20 by 10. Rabbi Yehuda Sabra Heichel Ulam Kedusha Achasi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ulam and the Heichel is really one Kedusha. But it says Oil Moed is referring to both. Both would include the Ulam as well. From Rashi is Mashma that a practical nafkimina between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, besides our case of Mavoi, would be what happens if they are making repairs in the Heichel. There was a big storm, there was water damage, and now they have to make repairs. And they have to go and remove the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach from the heichel. Could you put it in the ulam? From Rashi's mashma, no. You would not be allowed to go and put in the ulam, and if you put in the ulam, it wouldn't be kosher. In other words, if you did the haktoris haktoris in the ulam, no good. But contributor would be good because it's all kedusha achasi. So even though avad lechatchila put in the heichel, if there's a problem with the heichel, move it up into the ulam. Anyway, so therefore, since according to this first pshat, Rabbi Yehuda holds that heichel v'ulam kedusha achasi, how do you get into the heichel through the ulam? How do you get into the ulam through the pesach ulam? The pesach ulam is 40 by 20. So 40 by 20 is fine. Doesn't have to be Lamata me esrim amo or lamata me eser amos like we had in the Mishnah. The Yibayi say in Ochabchat, the Rabbi Yehuda Namik and Rizul and Lechod, Udruzaik Lechod, he also agrees that these are two separate things. V'och, I the time of Rabbi Yehuda Dechsiv, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda insists that the shear is based on the shear of the Ulam, Dechsiv, because I have another Pasik, El Pesach, Ulam Abayis, oh, the Pasik refers to the Pesach of the Ulam, oh, the Pesach of the Ulam is a Chzeh Gut. Just like over there by the Ulam, there's a Pesach. And here there's a Pesach. So the Shir is the Shir of the Ulam. There's only one slight problem, Rabbi Yisai, that there is no such Pasuk of Pesach Ulam Abayis. No such Pasuk in Chumash. No such Pasuk in Nevi'im. No such Pasuk in Ksuvim. How do I know? Not because I'm a Tanakh expert, because Tosfos says it. Look at the second Tosfos here in the middle of the Yomid. The Chsiv El Pesach Ulam Abayis says, Tosfos Zeh Pasuk Einu Mishum Makan. So Nitoa Zeh Pasuk. It doesn't exist. So what's going on? We find in Yecheskel Mem Ulam Abayis. Ubekurachrina in Yecheskel Mem Zayin Ksiv Pesach Abayis. So we merge the two by the Keilu Ksiv Keilu Nichta Behedya Bechad Kra Pesach Ulam Abayis. We merge the two together, Pesach Ulam Abayis, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamer Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara is going to say in a moment, I have a cost of Pesach Ulam Kedekamers. If there was such a pasuk, I would agree with you. Pirish. This pasuk is a made-up, merged pasuk of two separate psukim. One says Ulam Abayis, the other says Pesach Abayis. And in fact, if you look at our Gemara, where there's a Beis of Pesach Ulam, and you go to the Torah Ar HaShalem, in Beis he brings back both psukim, Yecheskel Mem and Yecheskel Mem Zayin. The beginning of each pasuk, the first pasuk is Vayivyuni El Ulam Abayis. Oh, it says Ulam Abayis. The next pasuk says, "Vayishiveni al Pesach Abayis." It says, "Ulam Abayis, Pesach Abayis." We merge the two together. Pesach Ulam Abayis. Fine. That's pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why says Rabbi Yehuda, don't look at the Pesach Heichal; they look at the Pesach Ulam. V'rabbanan iav eksiv el Pesach Ulam kirekamis. If there was such a real pasuk, we would agree with you. But there is no such pasuk. Hashem eksiv a Pesach Ulam Abayis. Abayis a psuch leulam. Rather, if you want to try to merge the two psukim, fine, but I will explain to you how you should interpret these psukim together. The way you should interpret it is that the ulam is the Pesach to the Heichal. In other words, not that we're talking about the Pesach ulam habayis, but habayis ha-pasuach li-ulam. The bayis which is open to the ulam, so Rashi, that means v'hu ha-heichal, habayis ha-pasuach li-ulam v'hu ha-heichal. So, we're referring to not the Ulam, we're talking about the Pesach that opens up to the Ulam, which theoretically could be from the Azara side. Rashi says, since we call it Habayis, Habayis I guess means the real big Beis HaMikdash, so we're talking from the Heichal side. Anyway, that's the initial discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana. Frank Dimara, let's start over the basics. After all, you're telling me that the Raya starts off from the pasuk Ushchotoi Pesach Oyel Moed. The one means Pesach Oyel Moed. So we had a Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Heichal Lechod and Kedushas Ulam Lechod. Were they both the same? Like we had the two Pshatim earlier on. Aha. Okay. This Ushchotoi Pesach Oyel Moed, this is all talking about in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, the dimensions were far, far smaller than the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, putting aside the Chatzah for a moment, just thinking about the Mishkan itself, the Mishkan was 30 long and 10 wide, 30 by 10. How tall was it? It was 10 amos tall. Ati shitim oimdim, it was 10 amos tall. Moshe Rabbeinu was tall man, he was 10 amos tall, he was able to erect the Atzi Shittim on his own every day, the 7 days, Shivas Yimei Miluim, until we started off Rish Chodesh Nissan with the opening of the Mishkan. So now, the opening, therefore, we're talking about is maximum 10 Amis tall. We're not talking about 20 Amis, we're not talking about 40 Amis, we're not talking about Heichals, we're not talking about Ulams, we're talking about the Chotzer, that was a room and a room, the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan itself, that first portion of 20 Amis, remember there were 30 Amis in the length, first 20 Amis is where you had the Mizbeach HaPanimi and the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Kiyar, etc. And then you go beyond the next wall after 20 Amis, there was a curtain, and then you went inside to the Kodesh Kedoshim, which was 10 Amis, 10 by 10. So there's no Ulam over there, there's no Heichal over there, there's an Oyel Moed. So I don't even understand, this whole thing is a disconnect. The Ulam and Heichal only existed in the times of Shlomo HaMelech and subsequent to that when they built the Beis HaMikdash. Here we're talking about the Mishkan, so how do you bring a Raya? Zog Tigmar, Zogt die Gemara, v'ha, ki kesiv hai b'mishkan, kesiv the pasuk u'shchot Pesach al Moedes by the Mishkan. And therefore, what does it have to do with the Ulam v'Heichal that were in the Mikdash? Everyone, this Mishkan is a shver. Ashka Mishkan, the Ikri Mikdash, and Mikdash, Ikri Mishkan. We find that these two terms are basically synonymous. That Mishkan is called Mikdash, Mikdash is called Mishkan, and therefore you can learn one from the other. Tiloy Te Mahachi, if you're not going to agree with that, Hod Yom Rav Yudah Mishmur, Shlom Shishchotan Koidem, Psichat Dalzoy Saheichal Psulim, Shinemar, Ushchotay Pesach Oil Moyet. The halacha is that every day of the week, when they brought karbonos, and in particular, if and when a shlomim was brought, you didn't have to bring a shlomim every day. You only had to bring it to oilas tamichul shachar, oilas tamichul ben arboy. But you would expect that virtually every day of the week there were shlomim that were brought. And the pasuk says, "Ushchote," when you shech the karm shlomim, make sure that it's pesach oil moyet. What do you learn from that Pesach Oil Moed? So in Chazal, B'zman Shepsuchim, you got to make sure that the doors to the Oil Moed are open. The Leib B'zman Shein Ulam, and not when they are locked. So if you come extra early, and you're bringing your carbon Shlomim right after the Oil Estomit Shel Shachar, make sure that the doors to the Heichal are open, the doors to the Ulam, and you could see inside. Aha. Break the Yomar. V'ha, ki ksiv ahi b'mish ksiv. This Pesach Shchot Pesach Oil Moed is in the times of the Mishkan. Times of the Mishkan, there were no heichals and no daltzes heichal. The term heichal and ulam and daltzes heichal didn't exist yet. Those are all terms which are used in connection with the base of English. Elam muzdach zayin ashka mikdash ikrei mishkan, or mishkan the ikrei mikdash. It must be therefore that mikdash and mishkan are synonymous terms and synonymous concepts, and therefore you can learn one from the other. So, Frank Yimar. That I see, it says in the pasuk. It says, "I will put my mishkan among you." So, what's the raya from that? So, Rashi says two lines from the bottom. This "v'nesat mishkan v'soichem" is a pasuk which is written in towards the end of Vayikra, after the mishkan had already been established and after it was already in operation. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to give you my Mishkan. What do you mean I'm going to give you Mishkan? The Mishkan is already there. It's open for business. I'm going to give you. Kadosh Baruch Hu already gave us. What's in the Satim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Mishkan. Elam Muzach Zayin, that we're talking about the future Mishkan. What's the future Mishkan? We're talking about the Beis Hamikdash, which we're going to have in Yad Shem L'Osid, the times of Shlomo Melech. Aha. So now I see that this Nevuah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, this prophecy that there's going to be a Beis Hamikdash is called Mishkan. The Nesat Mishkan Yisachecha. El Mishkan the Ikrit Mikdash Minol. How do we know for care the Mishkan is called Mikdash? Ilay Midachsev Nosach Kehasim Noisi Ham Mikdash. They came as a Mishkan Aboyam. Maybe from the fact that it says in the pasuk that the Kehasim they're going to carry the Mikdash, and then they're going to establish the Mishkan. What it means they're going to carry the Mikdash? The Kehasim didn't carry the Mikdash; they carry the Mishkan. They came as a Mishkan. Should say Menosa Kosim Noisi Ham Mishkan. They came as a Mishkan at Boyam. It is the Chayr Avaraya, the Mishkan Ikri Mikdash. Says Yimar, no, that would be wrong, because Ahu Ba'orim Ksiv, that when it says Nosu HaKohosim Noise HaMikdash, it's not referring to the walls of the Mishkan, it's referring specifically to the Orayin. And the Orayin is considered the Orayin HaKoydish, the Orayin of the Mikdash. That's what it means when it says Mikdash, we mean the Orayin. Aha. Okay, so that's no right. El Mihacha, we're in the top of Beis Amid Beis. El Mihacha Ba'asali Mikdash Yechanti B'soicham. Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is now telling Moshe Rabbeinu, telling Klal Yisrael, before the Mishkan was built, I want you now to go and start building the Mishkan, and I'm going to put my Shechina there. So therefore, why did the Torah use the Kadosh Ba'asali Mikdash? It's a Ba'asali Mishkan. So you see that Mishkan can also be called Mikdash, and the two terms are interchangeable. Fine. Okay, so where have we gotten so far? What we've gotten so far is that according to Rabbanan, the shiur of the Mishnah of Movi we learned from Pesach HaHeichel, which was 20 by 10, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and we say we learn it from the Pesach of the Ulam, which was 40 by 20. Frank Timara. Those are not the only two Pesachim. I have another Pesach. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Lil Thimi Pesach Shara Chotzer. why do we even go to the Beis Hamikdash? Let's talk about the Mishkan, because after all, that's the Shchotei Pesach Oil Moed. So let's learn from a Pesach that we find by the Mishkan. And what was that? The Pesach Shara Chotzer, Dichsiv. Oirech Chotzer, Meva Amma, Vareichem Chamishim Chamishim, Vekoyim Chamish Amis. Aha. So what were the dimensions of the Chotzer? The Chotzer was 100 by 50. 100 by 50, 100 times 50 gives you 5,000. That's 5,000 square amis, and that's why Chazal referred to it as Sosayim Kechotzer HaMishkan. Every base Sa'ah is 2,500 square amis. Sosayim means 5,000 square amis, like the Chotzer HaMishkan, which is 50 by 100, 5,000. But more importantly, it says the Koyma and the height of the walls of the Chotzer, the Kloyim of the Chotzer. Remember, the Chotzer didn't really have walls. They had a netting of sorts, which the Torah refers to as kloim, the big piece of the material going back and forth, and that made a netting around it. So what was the shear of that netting of that entire chatzar? 50 by 10, or I'm sorry, 100 by 50, and the koima and the height was 5 amas, 5 amas tall. Uksiv, the chamesh astri amma kloim la kosif. Uksiv lakosav hashenish mizeh umizeh l'shar ha-chotzer, kloyim chamesh esrei amma. What is this referring to? What this is referring to is the opening to the chotzer. If the chotzer would have walls on all four sides, this netting on all four sides, he wouldn't be able to get in. And of course there has to be a doorway, there has to be an entranceway. So the Torah tells us that the entranceway of the chotzer, you had 50, and that consisted of one part of the wall to the right, which was 15 amis wide. One part to the left, which is 15 amis wide. If you add 15 and 15, you get to... Daniel, where are you? We need you, Daniel, for the mathematics. You have 15 plus 15, that gets you to roughly 30. And then you have in the middle, of course, you have the Pesach, which is 20. Also, the Roich of a Pesach was 20. So the Gemara Ksiv Chamesh Esrei Amma Kloim Lakosef. Lakosef means like one shoulder, one side. It's 15. Uksiv Lakosef Hashenis was the same thing. All to 15. Mizel Mizel Lashara Chotzer from both sides of the opening of the Chotzer. Again, Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amma. And therefore says Yimar Malalon Chamesh Peroichav Esrim. Just like the opening to the Chotzer was 5 by 20. In other words, 5 high, 20 wide. Afkan chomesh baroichav esrim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So Rashi says the kasha has nothing to do with the chomesh. The kasha is from the roichav esrim. I see very clearly over here that the Torah refers to the Pesach Shar Hechotzer. What is the width of the Pesach Shar Hechotzer? It's 20. So why do we need to come on to the Heichal where you only have 10 in the width? Why do you need to come on to the Behuda that the Ulam is 20 in the width? Everybody should agree. Here I have a Befeirish, a Pesach, Shara, Chotzer, it's 20. That should be the minimum. Not should the minimum, it should be the maximum for purposes of our Mavoi. Everyone, Pesach, Shara, Chotzer, Ikri, Pesach, Stom, Aloy, Ikri. Don't bring me Rayas from a Shar. Shar is different than a Bayas. As you know, one second, gentlemen. At the end of Kriya Shema, we go and say, Al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Mezuzos, the doorposts, beisecha of your bayis, and sharecha of your sha'orim, of your gates. What's the difference between a bayis and a gate? A bayis is the doorway into your home, into a house, into a building. And a gate, by definition, is something outside the house, outside your front door. Okay? So, the dimensions of a shar are not necessarily the dimensions of a house. In fact, it's very typical, any type of property that has a gate in front of it, the gate is usually somewhat more majestic, and usually it's taller, and it's wider. It's like a gate, so like you have a gate to a community, you have a gate to a house, so it's a different story. So since we're trying to establish the dimensions, the maximum dimensions of a Pesach HaBayis, in this case, the Pesach of a Mavoi, says Yimar, it's more shayach to go and bring a raya from Pesach Abayis instead of talking about the Pesach Hashar. So talking about Pesach Shar, Chotzer, Ikri, Taka Pesach Shara Chotzer, but Pesach Stoma Lo Yikri. In other words, the Pesach of Shara Chotzer is hyphenated. It's a Pesach of Shara Chotzer. That's Taka 20. But a Pesach Stoma, no right. So therefore, we're going to ignore Chotzer, we're going to go back to Heichal and Ula. Anybody say, I'll tell you another reason. Kiksiv Kloyim, Chamesha Sei Amola Kosev, Begoyvu Dechsev. That when it says in the Pasuk, how did we derive that the opening, the width of the opening to the Shara Chatzah was 20? It doesn't say the Fetish. But we said by process of math, simple arithmetic, since the whole wall is 50, and one Kosev, one shoulder is 15, the other is 15, 15 and 15 is 30. So therefore the middle in between is 20. Makes a lot of sense. Says Yimar, no, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that the two Kloyim Lakosev, that they were wide 15, they were tall 15, they were high, the Goiva was 15. V'ibay say miki k'siv Kloyim Chamesh Esri Amal Lakosev, the Goiva d'chsiv. And once we establish, if you agree to that theory, that we're talking about Goiva, that we have no biblical reference whatsoever to the width of the Shara Chatzer. It could be that the Pesach Shara Chatzer was 10 wide, 20 wide, 30 wide, 40 wide. It wasn't more than 50, that's for sure. Could be more than, because the whole wall was 50. But it could be anywhere twice until 40. And therefore the Kloyim on both sides, or each one was 5. I don't know. It says Kloyim Chamesh Esrei, that's talking about the height. That's not talking about the width. So I have no raya what the width of the Pesach Shara Chatzer was.
The Chatzer was, we said it was Esra Amos, right? Atzei Shetahondim. So we're saying now that...
That's the Mishkan, the Mishkan.
Now we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash.
In the times of the Mishkan, there were two major structures. You had the outside Chatzer, which was 100 by 50. When you entered into the Chatzer, the only thing that you saw, besides masses of Jews who came to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you saw one large Mizbeach. The height of the Mizbeach, as we'll see in the Gemara, was 10 Amis tall, and you had a Kevesh coming down in the front to be able to go up to the top of the Mizbeach. That was the only thing you saw inside the Chatzer. Beyond the Chatzer, in other words, I should say beyond the Mizbeach, still within the encircled or the gated Chatzer, you had what was called the Mishkan. And that Mishkan was much smaller. That was 30 by 10. So the Chatzer's length was 100, and the length of the Mishkan was only 30. The width was 50, and the width of the Mishkan was only 10 or 12, depending from the inside, from the outside. And so therefore, you had a lot of space, a room and a room, around the entire Mishkan, both to the front, to the back, to the sides, where people were able to stand at the time when they were visiting the Mishkan or bringing karbonis, etc. So let's not confuse the two. The height of the Mishkan was 10. Pashut pshat in the pasuk, the height of the Chatzer was 5. We'll see, however, in a moment, that that's not so simple. So at this moment, the Gemara is saying is that on the wall of the opening to the Chatzer, again, which was 50 wide, says the Gemara, when it says that the Kloyim were 15, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were 15 in width, it means that they were 15 in height. Since they were 15 in height, I don't know how wide they were, and therefore I don't know how wide the opening to the Pesach Shar HaChatzer was. Good so far? But what's bothering the Gemara now is, you're telling me that the height of the Kloyim on the right and on the left of the wall where you entered into the Chatzer was 15 on one side, 15 on the other side, that was the height. But it says in the Pasuk that the height was Chamesh Amos, it was 5, and not 15. What's going on? Take the Yomara. Foxiv, the Koyma Chamesh Amos, that the Koyma was 5 Amos tall, and you're telling me that it was 15 Amos tall. Now the two Girsois over here, our Gemara says Ahu Misvas Mizbeach Ulamala, and that in fact is the second shot of Rashi, but Rashi first brings another pshat instead of Misvas Mizbeach Olamala. The pshat is what the Bach changes in our Gemara, Hahu Misvas Kloim Ulamata, that you add the Kloim to the Koima of the Chomish Amos. So now we have the two pshatim. Since Rashi brings both, and since the Bach changes the gears in the Gemara, we'll learn both pshatim. But Rashi prefers the pshat where it says in our Gemara, Misvas Mizbeach Olamala. So pshat number one, says Rashi, is that one pasuk says 5 height. The other says that the kloim were 15 high. They're both right. Add the two to each other, and therefore the kloim were really 20 high. 15 plus the 5. From the Rashi it's mashma that in fact 3 walls, a room in a room, was taka only 5. The 100 length, 5 amis. The 50 in the back, 5 amis. The other 100 on the other side, 5 amis tall. But the entrance way into the chotzer, 20 on the right, 20 on the left in terms of the height. 20 tall. That's the girsa of the Bach and the first girsa of the Rashi. Rashi brings a second girsa, which is the girsa of our Gemara, that the koima chomish amis, not that you add the 5 to the 15, but you add the 5 to the height of the mizbeach. We said before that the height of the mizbeach hachitzain was 10 amos tall. You add 5 to the 10, and therefore the entire netting of the entire chotzer from all sides was not 5 amos tall, it was 15 amos tall. And therefore, even though the pasuk says very clearly, the koma chamish amos, according to the second girsa, which was the girsa that Rashi prefers, it's not true, Rabbi Yisai. It's 5 above the height of the mizbeach. The mizbeach itself was 10, and so therefore the chotzer's height was 15 from all sides. Why does Rashi prefer that? Rashi says because the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the chotzer's netting to be so tall, so that people should not be able to go and take out their smartphones and iPhones and go and take pictures and videos of how the chachamim are, how the kohanim are doing the avoid on the top of the mizbech, how they're throwing the evarim or the aymarin, how they're taking off the ash in the morning, the truma sadeshin, how they're going around for doing the zarika sadam or the dabbing of the dam by the karm chatas. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that there should be tznius. It's not right that this should be out in the public. There are going to be pictures and this and that. So tznius, they had it. The wall should be 15 tall. So if you're outside the chotzer, you couldn't see anything. You'd have to be within the environs of the chotzer to see what's going on the mizbech. As I learned Rashi pshat in the Gemara. So if you want, the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, smack in the middle where it says Misvas Kloim Ulamata, that's the girsa that we just brought from the Bach, that you add 5 to the Svas Kloim and you make it into 20. But skip about 4 or 5 lines where the Rashi begins at the end of the line, Lishna Achrina, says now Rashi, Begoy Vahu Dechsid, this is halfway down the Amud, Begoy Vahu Dechsid, the Goy Vahu Klai, Kol Kali Achatzir Savid, the entire climb everywhere was Chamesh Esri Amud, Tesvav Amud, 15 Amud. Now, the Reich of Pesach, Lelamanu Shir, I have no idea what the Shir was for the Reich of Pesach, it doesn't say. Five more than 10. Havelu Tezvav is 15. Why? Kadesh lo yehei koyin oimid olav vavoyd biyodoy v'cholom royin oisim v'chutz. Svonish kepast that the koyin is doing avoyd and people are taking pictures and people are pointing. Hey, look, the koyin. Let's make a YouTube. Let's make a video. It's going to go viral. Sepasnish. Therefore, Ushein Shemadir says Rashi heard both pshatim is the ikar, but the second pshat is the ikar. So going back to our Gemara now. What the Gemara basically has said is, you are trying to bring a raya to the dimensions of the Pesach by a mavoi from the Pesach of the Shaar HaChatzer. I don't know what the dimensions of the Pesach Shaar HaChatzer were. Why don't I know? I thought I knew, because I thought that the width of the entire wall is 50. 15 plus 15 is 30. So it means that the width of the Pesach Shara Chatzar is 20. And the height would be 5. The whole thing was 5. No, no. Everything has changed now. Because the Kohen, we're not talking about the width, we're talking about the height. What was the height? There were 15. How did they get to 15? 10 plus 5, they made it 15. A room and a room. But how wide were they? I don't know. Maybe they were 1 amma wide. Maybe they were 20 ammas wide. I have no idea. So therefore, we can't really get any understanding as to the width of the Pesach Shara Chatzar. So, that's off the table, off the radar screen. We can't learn from there. Back to the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yehuda, we're a line below the Aleph of the Bach. V'Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischa Shul Ulam Gomar, we said on the Amud Aleph, so far, we've really focused on the Rabbanan, in the sense that our Mishnah says, make sure the Movi should not be Lamalami Esrim, make sure it should not be wider than 10. Well, coincidentally, that happens to be exactly the midos of the Heichel, 20 by 10, and that's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Why did Rabbi Yehuda disagree, said Rav on the Amud Aleph? Because he learned in Pesach Shalom Gomer. Freiti Mona Zei. But tonight it says in the Mishnah, once it gets wider than 10 Amis, everybody agrees you might. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Rabbi Yehuda should go and argue just like he argued in the Reish of the Mishnah. And he should say, no, you don't have to give me might, because you can go up to 20. Because you learned it from the Ulam, which was 40 by 20. So it can also be 20. Amar Abaye says you're wrong. Palik Bibraisa. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda does argue in this case too, the Gabi de Roichav. Tesanya, we have a Braisa. Varoichav miyud amos, if it's wider than 10 amos, you might, like it says in our Mishnah, word for word our Mishnah. But here the Braisa said, Rabbi Yehuda, Amen, Tzorachle Mayit. Freiti Mara, why was Rabbi Yehuda hiding in the Braisa? Prolific Masisan, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda stand up in the Mishnah and say, the Beisai, just like I argued in the Reisha, I argue in the Sefer. Says, since I know in my mind that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees fundamentally with Rabbanan Legabe, the definition of Pesach, then we don't talk about Pesach HaHeichel, we talk about Pesach HaUlam. So I know automatically that, just like he argues in the Reisha, by the Goybe, he's got to argue there too. The Mishnah doesn't spell it out, and the Rabbeinu HaKodesh relied on Reb Chi and Reb Oishir to go and put it into the prices. Frank Dimar, 1 second. Vakat Reb Yehuda Pisca Shulam Gomar. Is it that true that Reb Yehuda learns from Pisca Shulam? Vatanya, it says in the Braisa, Movishu Gavoye Mechof Amo Yemayet, like we had in our Mishnah. Reb Yehuda Machshir Admem, the Nun Amo. Reb Yehuda says it's kosher up to 40 or 50. You hear that, Reb Yehuda say 50. Betani Bar Kapara Admem, until 100. Wow! I can't believe it. Bishlam the Bar Kapara Guzma. Obviously, Bar Kapara is saying a Guzma. In his Brice, when he says 100, he means to say is that Rabbi Yehuda really goes high and high and high, but he doesn't really mean 100. But El Rabbi Yehuda, my Guzma, I don't understand, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going on over here. Bishlam the Rabbi Yehuda, our boy, that Rabbi Yehuda says, it doesn't have to be 20 tall like the Chacham. It can go until 40. That come in Pischa Shalulam. That, I mean, that's sweet. According to Rav, that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns his halacha from the Ulam. So it doesn't have to be 20, it can be 40. And the Nun, you know, how does he get to 50? I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda is learning Taka from Ulam, then the maximum is 40. How do you get 50? Everything more Amr of Chizdah Masnisim Ati Isay L'Rav. The truth of the matter is that Rav made a mistake. What was the mistake? He thought that Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chachamim, was bringing his premise of the basic dimensions of a Pesach from the Ulam, just like the Chachamim brought it from the Heichel. Makes sense. The Chachamim learning from the Heichel, 20 by 10. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, 40 by 20. And therefore that's what Reb Rav said, but Rav made a mistake. How do I know Rav made his mistake? What was the basis of the mistake? The son who says in the Braisa, wow, the Movi, the Koira on top of the Movi is higher than 20 Amos. That's bigger than Pischa Shel Heichel. You might. You got to go and bring it down. It can be more than Pesach Shehechel. Come on, give me a break. Pesach Shehechel is the maximum. Says now the Gemara that who, meaning Rav, who suddenly the Rabbanim Pesach Shehechel Gamri, it makes sense that if the Rabbanim are learning from the Pesach Shehechel, then probably Rabbi Yirmi Pesach Shehulam Gamri, Rabbi Yirmi is learning from Pesach Shehulam, and therefore according to him it will be double the Shiurim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mipischa de Malkin Gomar. Rabbi Yehuda is learning it from the Pesach of Melochim, meaning of great palaces. Go throughout the world and look at big palaces. In England, you have the Buckingham Palace. And I'm sure in France and in Italy and other countries, you also have these historic, beautiful palaces that people come to visit and to waste money on during the vacations to go and see history and where the queens and the kings were coronated with the Alagutazachim. And therefore, Zakti Mara, I'm not critical. I've also wasted money, Rabbi Say, on things like that. So not critical of anybody that spent money for looking at historic palaces. To me, it's better than going to at least to Disneyland or Disney World, unless you have a little kinderlach. Anyway, so Lamasa, I once came back, I'd taken kids to Disney World or Disneyland. I was sitting on the plane, leaving Orlando, and sitting next to me was another couple, and we started talking, and the couple said, "Wow, oh, Disney, can you imagine Disneyland, Disney World?" I don't know which one is which. One is California, one is Florida. It doesn't make a difference. Wow. So I said, "Yeah, for Kinderlach, for children, this is really something special. It was great." And then they said, "What do you mean for children? We enjoyed every moment of it." I immediately changed the subject and we talked about something else. I mean, come on, these are adults. Adults. You see Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says, V'loyi Rabbi Yehuda Mipischa de Malchim Gomer. Rabbi Yehuda is learning from palaces throughout the world of the great Malachim. Look at the Rashi down below. First wide line, Pischa de Malachim, says Rashi. Stam Pischa Malachim Gvoyin Arbe. If you go twice to Buckingham Palace, it's not limited by 20 by 10. These are huge. You go in, wow! And you go, I can't believe it. Woo! And they built this 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. It's just tremendous. Oh, oh, oh. Says the Gemara, that's where Rebbe Yehuda is coming from. And therefore, that's why Rebbe Yehuda said, up to 40, up to 50. Bar Kappara said, up to 100. In other words, it's unlimited. Yeah, anything is a Pesach. It doesn't have to be for the Pesach HaMobi. It could be much higher than the 20 by 10 of the Hechel. Rabbanan, said Rabbanan, Freiti Gemara, Ime Pischa Shel Hechel, Gimiri, if according to Rabbanan, that we learn from the Pischa Shel Hechel, Liboy Daltzes Gehechel. I mean, why are you limiting your focus only on the dimensions? 20 by 10. Why don't you go and say that every Mavi, to go and be a kosher Mavi, that you'll be able to go and carry Midrabanan, should also have to have a Delis. Not just a Lechi or a Takoira. You have to have a Delis, make sure that it has the proper doors, just like the Heichel had doors. Alamatanan, why did we learn Hechshir Mavi? We didn't get to this Mishnah yet, obviously. That's Mitzvah, we're going to learn that another 10 days or so. That is a Machloik between Bisham and Beisil. Tanan Hechshir Mavi, Bisham, Oim Lechi, Dikar, you have to have both Lechi and the Koira. Beisil, Oim Lechi, Oim Koira. One of the two is enough. So, Oim Bazoi, why do you need two lechis? Why do you need a lechi the koira, lechi oi koira? According to, if you're learning it from the Heichel, just like the Heichel wasn't, not only was 20 by 10, but it also had glossos, it had walls. I'm sorry, it had doors. So to go and be matir amovi, you have to have doors. That the Heichel had doors was really not required, me'ikra din, in terms of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. The binyan of Beis HaMikdash would have been kosher, super duper, even without doors. The reason why I put in the doors, either because Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, or Shlomo HaMelech decided, doesn't really make a difference, but the point is, that's not essential for the Heichel. It is only essential that Slius, that's pasnish, that the Heichel should be open at all times. Everybody should be able to peek in and say, oh, here's the Mizbech, here's the Shulchan, here's the Menorah. Only when you were supposed to look in and not otherwise. What the Gemara is asking is, what did we learn at the very tail end of our Mishnah? Back on the Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes it. It says, if on the opening to the Movi, it wasn't just a Lechi or just a Koda, but you had a full Tunis of Pesach, meaning like two mezuzos and a mashkoif, or like Rashi said, two Lechis and a Koda on top. Even if it's more than Eser Amis, then you don't have to bother. Even if it's 20 Amis, 30 Amis wide, that's fine. And in fact, modern day Eruvin, very often you have 100 Amis from one pole to the other. You have the two electric poles, and on top of it you have this wire that goes back and forth. And it can be very wide. No 10 Amis, 20 Amis, it can be very, very wide. So, great Timur, I don't understand. If you're learning it from the Pesach of the Heichel, the Pesach of Heichel was not only a Tzuras of Pesach, it was a real Pesach. It had two doorposts, and had a mashkef on top, and it was like any entranceway to any door that you have in your house, or to any building, or to any shul, or whatever. Anytime you go through a door, they have two doorposts, and you have a mashkef on top. So, six lines from the bottom. How does the Tzuras of Pesach help? If it's more than 10 amos, the heichal itself was a tzuras of Pesach Hadilai. And if Elohi has an amos to the Raviach, and it was only 10 amos wide and not more, Alamit and I, why does it say in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, tzuras of Pesach, and Yishir Rechem Yasser amos, even if it's wider, ain't the tzuras of Ma'et, why? Everything Mara, you asked in Ayiz and Akasha, Midu, Taim, El Rav, the whole Kasha is only according to Rav. The Rav says that Rabbanan learn it from the Pesach Heichal. Guess what? Hamasli Rav Yehuda Lechia Barav Kamid Rav. Rav Yehuda was teaching Rav's son Chia our Mishnah, and he read the Mishnah like we say. Ain't it tzarich l'mayit? Once it has a tzuras of Pesach, even if it's wider than 10 amos, you don't have to be mayit. And guess what? Rav overheard them speaking or learning. V'amalei, he says, I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda, you made a mistake. It's nayit tzarich l'mayit. Take out the word einoi. Right, Sarech Lamait. Because according to Rav, the fact that it's a Tzuras of Pesach, every Pesach has a Tzuras of Pesach, and the maximum is 10, because we learned that from the Pesach HaHeichol. So you can add 1, 2, 5, 20 Tzuras of Pesach. It's not going to go and change at the maximum dimensions, according to the Rabbanan. According to Rav, it would be 20 tall, 10 wide, and if it's more than 20 tall, or more than 10 wide, you mayit, you have to go and decrease it. Otherwise, you cannot go and carry in that movi mid-rabban. And with this, we'll stop at this point. Rabbi Sai, any questions? Hearing none, I'm so delighted that Baruch Hashem, we're continuing on into this beautiful Masechta Erevin. We're going to continue tomorrow morning, 8:05. Please tell all of your friends, Romans and countrymen, maybe not Romans, but anybody that you know, we're starting this brand new Masechta. They should join us whilst it's still hot, because once they're going to learn a few blattos, they say, it's too late, I can't make up for it, We're still brand fresh, new. Have a wonderful day. Izak Ibench, Tatzlocha Rabbah to all.
Thank you.